Editor's Introduction by Kenneth Jernigan. Accompanying the editor's introduction is a painted portrait of Dr. Jernigan. The caption reads, Kenneth Jernigan, Executive Director, National Federation of the Blind. Here is Dr. Jernigan.
This is the second of the Colonel books. In introducing it, I can do no better than repeat some of the things I said last year when we issued What Color is the Sun, the first of the series. For at least 20 years, I've been appearing on radio and television, and in the newspapers, as the spokesman of the National Federation of the Blind. And lately, something's been happening with increasing frequency, something which I probably should have anticipated, but didn't. Total strangers keep stopping me on the street, or in the supermarket, or the airport, to ask me about blindness. Well, not exactly about blindness as such, but about what it's like to be blind. About the everyday experiences and ordinary happenings in the lives of blind people. I do the best I can to tell them, but usually neither they nor I have the time for me really to do it right. This book is an attempt to remedy that situation. Even so, I still don't know that I've done it right, but at least it's better than a hurried attempt in a supermarket. The persons who appear in the pages of the book are people that I know, friends, former students, colleagues in the National Federation of the Blind. Mostly they tell their own stories, stories of ordinary men and women who think about last night's dinner, today's taxes, and tomorrow's hopes and dreams. These are people I think you'd like to know, so I'm introducing them to you. And I'm also telling you a little about myself. When you finish reading these personal accounts and reminiscences, I hope you'll have a better picture of what it's like to be blind and how blind people feel. Mostly, we feel just about the same way you do. Kenneth Jernigan, Baltimore, Maryland, 1992.